Hey there, my name is Shane Craddock and this is the Inner Edge podcast where I share a different take on how to lead and live a sustainable high-performance life. Over the course of different episodes, I'm going to challenge the belief that tension, stress and struggle are essential to success and creativity. My experience is that there's an easier way, there's a better way, and indeed there's an essential way that we need to explore for the times that we live in. So let's go ahead, let's jump in and explore. Hello there, welcome to The Inner Edge with myself, Shane Craddock. I hope wherever you are that you're keeping well and that you're in good spirits. And indeed, we're going to talk a little bit about spirits today, not the alcohol type, but the unseen, maybe human type. Now, I am recording and releasing this on Good Friday in 2024. It's long weekend here in Ireland. It's always a big weekend here in Ireland, as you can imagine, probably with the Catholic traditions. It's always an important weekend in the religious calendar and also the spiritual calendar. And I'm not somebody who's religious, but I guess I would see myself as somebody who is spiritual. And I think that's the inspiration for, obviously, for today's podcast. I also published on LinkedIn an article this morning, which was called, "Is Spirituality the Secret Sauce in Real High Performance?" And I was kind of curious to see what kind of response it would get. And already I've had a couple of emails come in about it, which is interesting, actually quite positive. And also some of the comments online are encouraging as well. And I have to be honest, I was a little bit nervous, and I always am sometimes mentioning the word spirituality in any context. And I haven't really talked about it here on the podcast at all, but I felt that I should, because I suppose it's true to me. I think it's part of the inner game. And as such, it's up for grabs with the inner edge. And also, I think it's very practical. I think there's a big problem, I think, with as I say in the article on LinkedIn, I think one of the biggest problems is the word spirituality is laced with all sorts of different connotations. It's got a huge amount of different types of meanings. And it's very personal. But it's also got a massive history, and not all of it good, certainly in an Irish context, because it has been tarnished and mixed up with religion and religious institutions who haven't always done the right thing. And I suppose on a simple level, just in terms, we could go anywhere here with this episode today. But for me, the key point is spirituality for me is about finding ways to raise my spirit, my sense of va-va-voom, and to connect with the deeper part of life and the deeper part of me. Now, ask me again in a week's time and I might give you a different definition, but I think that's the simplest way I would look at it. And with the article that I've shared on LinkedIn, I start that article with a comment from a client, where he said, I'm not a religious person, Shane, but I do consider myself to be a spiritual person. Now, Stephen Covey, the famous educator and businessman who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he once said, this, the roots of the problems we face in the world, in our national life, and in our family and personal lives are spiritual. The symptomatic manifestations or branches of these problems are social, economic, and political, but the roots are moral and spiritual, and they lie first within each individual and then within the family. And he also said, since the problems are rooted spiritually, the solutions are also. So, there's a very respected, successful business person and educator saying that the roots of the problems, the biggest problems in the world, ultimately are rooted in spirituality or rooted spiritually. Now, again, I know this, I don't want to trigger anybody, but you never know. You don't know these days who gets triggered with what, but this is a trigger alert because we're talking about spirituality and religion and people have very deep set beliefs and things like that. So I'm probably guessing though, if you're listening to this podcast, that's probably not you. But if it is, trigger warning, because I know a lot of people who think that they're very spiritual because they have qualifications about spirituality, or perhaps they're deeply involved in a religious institution or faith, all of which is fine to me, but their behavior is not something that you would call decent or spiritual. And I think we all know people like that. Certainly in Catholic Ireland, you would meet them. Or have met them. Certainly, I have loads of memories in my childhood, and I know people still like that, although it's less and less. And I think spirituality is a very personal thing. I'm curious, as you're listening to this, what is it to you? Now, another way I could talk about spirituality from my context, and I think that's really all I'm qualified to talk about, is it's moving beyond my mind, more into the realms of probably what you would call my heart and the soul. So moving out of my head and moving into the heart, and then moving into the soul, whatever that is. But certainly the soul is a word that has got, again, deep connotations. I think it's something that is seen, maybe that it doesn't have a place in business. And that's what I'm talking about in the article. But for me, I think business is crying out for it. That business is crying out. It's had its decades or hundreds of years or whatever, maybe thousands of years, stuck in the head, not so much in the heart. And I think we're seeing the heart coming in through things like emotional intelligence and the rise of that and things like mindfulness. But there's also a growing interest around the soul. And a lot of my clients, more so in the last, I would say, 6-7 years, are very open to talking about it in private with me because maybe they feel comfortable, but they generally won't want to talk about it publicly. Why? I think because there's some sort of a stigma, or maybe they're concerned about talking about it. And if you're in Ireland or the UK, that's probably true. Maybe less so in America, where maybe people are freer to talk about whatever they want. But even in the entrepreneurial community in the States, of which I would be connected in with clients in some programs, you'd see that people would talk about it. But I think there's also a lot of misunderstanding around it. And again, I just love the simplicity of it from my point of view, as moving out of my head, moving into the mind and soul. But again, they're open to misinterpretation. And I think ultimately, you know, you can certainly have people around you, like a mentor or somebody who you respect that can guide you. But again, with that, you have to be careful too, because ultimately you have to be you've got to be the decision maker for this kind of area yourself. I was speaking to a client recently who loves skiing, and they were just saying to me, you know, that one of their most favorite things is to get to the top of a mountain range in certain areas of the world. And they just stop on their own and just take in this vista of these beautiful snow-capped peaks, blue sky. They're on their own, there's silence, and there's incredible beauty. And they're saying that is, for them, the most spiritual experience perhaps they've ever had. I think you can have spiritual experience anywhere. I think you can have it recording a podcast. I think you can have it listening to a podcast. I think you can have it working in an office with people. And I think that's the opportunity within what I'm talking about, that I see a future workplace possibility of being grounded in getting results and looking after your customers, which I think can also be a very deeply spiritual experience. It's certainly not mindlessly watching Netflix or staying locked in a busy mind during your day, because that's blocking access to the deeper part of you. Now, the deeper part of you also, I think, you know, when you're in a spiritually centered state, I think you're in a calm, clear state, which is what I talk about in my book, The Inner CEO. That's a 3C state. I see them as being, they work in parallel, they're connected. So if I'm in the flow, if I'm centered, calm, and clear, for me, I am grounded spiritually into a certain type of feeling that I know is my center. And I see that as something that's spiritual. And again, I'm wondering, do you? But I'm also aware that I have put in a lot of time and money, in some cases, over 30 years on what I would only call working on myself. Inner work really is what it is. Inner work, working on myself. All in the pursuit, I guess, of maybe you could say self-mastery. But without a doubt, what I've learned is by putting in that inner work, by committing to that work inside on myself, that is deeply spiritual work, even though a lot of it can be painful. It requires commitment. But what it has helped me do and allowed me to help other people do, maybe even you, is to increase other people's awareness to come out of the traps of thinking, of thought, and of the mind. And when you start to do that, you automatically, without any effort, start to fall into the heart, into the soul more. But it does require, I think, an ongoing commitment. It's not just about techniques. This is like a lifestyle, but it doesn't require you to go to an ashram, doesn't require you to go to a monastery, all of which is fine. But I think sometimes the most spiritually challenging work can be dealing with your family, being present in difficult situations. It's easy in a way, I think, to sit on a mountaintop and connect with nature. I think that's easy, but I don't think that's enough. I think you need to be connected into the world to make a difference. And so I have more respect for people who actually are committed to their own development inside, inner work, which you could call spiritual work. But for most people, again, I don't often use that phrase spiritual. I'm using it here maybe to make a point, hopefully not trigger too many people. But sure, look, if you trigger the odd person, at least you're doing something right, because it might cause a chain reaction in a different direction. And one of the points I want to make is that certainly when we get in too much into our head, it robs us of that connection, that deeper connection. That's why I'm so passionate about it. I start off probably with in the context of performance, but as you keep going with it, it brings out a different side of you, which for me is definitely a spiritual experience. Now, a couple of questions for you. But before I do that, just want you to make you aware very quickly that I have a weekly email that goes out every Monday. It's designed to be read in less than 60 seconds. And just in case you're not on it, you can go to my website and you can opt in there and you also get some freebies. And certainly there'll be more stuff coming out this year and beyond that I think if you're interested in the topics on the podcast, you'll definitely see a symmetry and you don't get spammed. You don't get overly sold, hardly ever sold on anything. It's more to do with helping like-minded people that are interested in kind of going on a similar journey to myself. So in relation to what we're talking about here today, what about you? So what's your way of activating your spiritual side? Like, how do you do it? Have you lost yourself a little bit off the path of that? Have you ever explored it? What can you do to bring yourself back or even to start? It might be simple as reading a book, perhaps. That often helps me. It could be taking a walk over the coming days, maybe today, but deliberately doing it in a certain way, as in, for example, staying off tech, don't listen to podcasts, tune into nature through your five senses, clear your mind, and connecting with nature. Very powerful way to do it. You don't need to go on retreats to connect in. Retreats, though, can be powerful. You can learn, you can get that dedicated time. But I'm more interested in actually keeping it alive in my day-to-day work and not waiting for once or twice a year where I can just step out. It's the skill of connecting into that deep part, because we are nature. So really, I think if you're tuning into nature, you're really tuning into yourself. And again, I find, and this might be too simplistic for people, I don't know, but for me, I find I know myself when I'm connected spiritually, or when I'm, because it's my sense of avavoom, my sense of spirit is high, it's up. And with that comes hope, optimism, energy. I can still be in a difficult situation or even have people around me who aren't particularly pleasant. But my job is to stay connected and to stay connected to that energy, to that feeling maybe with a capital F. So if any of this resonates, which I hope it does, maybe send me an email, let me know, or leave a comment on the podcast, wherever you're getting this. Email is shane@shanecraddock.com with one D. And other than that, if you're listening to it at Easter, as I say, I'm releasing this early. So normally it's come out on a Monday, it's coming out on a Friday, but happy Easter. And I wish you the very best in terms of having a calm, restful, energizing, and let's say spiritual weekend. That's it. Bye for now.